clearly know that adolescent health is going to improve the health of the girl child. It's going to improve the health of the fetus she carries and the baby she has. And that again focuses on intergenerational change. The outcome that we've had thus far is we have seen a 50% reduction in the anemia cases amongst the girls we work with. And we've also seen an improvement in their BMI by 60%. So that to me is what motivates us and drives us to continue to serve these people.
Hello and a warm welcome to a very special podcast, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, professionals, and of course, philanthropists, who are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundary. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, and of course, the little joys of life. It is as much about their personal life stories as about their entrepreneurial, professional and philanthropic journeys. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcast, YT Music, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms and directories. For this episode, I'm delighted to have Shaifalika Panda, CEO Bansidharanila Panda Foundation, or BIPF. Shaifalika is an advocate of intergenerational change through capacity building using women's interventions. She spearheaded the formation of the BIPF in 2011 to focus on facilitating the self-driven transformation of grassroots communities. It is with this belief that she developed the framework for Project Unnati, an integrated self-help approach encompassing financial, social, and health impact, which has been implemented across several remote districts of Odisha. The project has been recognized as a best practice by the UN Foundation and the Global Health Consortium. Making a conscious switch to the development sector, Shaifalika spent 15 years in the private sector as an entrepreneur. She led Fiki Young Leaders and served on the board of the Socioeconomic Development Council and Inclusive Governance Council. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Shaifalika. Delighted to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Gaurav. Appreciate you having me here.
You know, let's start off with a very kind of an opener. You know, if you could kind of take us back to the beginning of all of this, what was the genesis or the big idea? Is there a backstory behind setting up of BIPF in 2011? How did this all come about, Shaifalika?
So, Gaurav, BIPF is essentially the CSR arm of IMFA, which is Indian Metals and Ferroalloys, a corporate that was started in 1961 in the erstwhile Koraput district. As a corporate, we've always been very conscious about carrying our communities with us and working with the neighboring villages, be it in education, preventive health, sanitation. And after doing this for about more than 40, 50 years, around 2008, we decided to, introspect at the way in which we engage with our communities. And we thought that the time had come to, work on a more strategic and sustainable approach of interventions for all our development programs. And it is with that we decided to set up the Bansidharanila Panda Foundation, the inspiration of which is the founders of IMFA. And today, with BIPF, we work in education, livelihood, vocational skills, preventive health, and WASH with a women-centric approach across our project. And the most important thing that we focus on, which was the genesis of the change, is that every project entails beneficiary participation and ownership for sustainable change.
Absolutely. Shaifalika, you did mention about the kind of areas that the foundation is focusing on. Mm-hmm. But if you can briefly elaborate more on this, because what are the foundation's core transformation areas? And is there an objective behind the choice of these verticals? Why did you decide to select these areas as a transformation areas and not others, for instance? and specifically which are the regions in Orisha that these projects are being implemented in, and the choice of these regions is what is there a science and arts and also logic behind this, and if so, what is that, Shaifalika?
Well, the reason for choosing the districts that we work in over 400 villages in Raigarh district, Jajpur, Keonjhar, Cuttack, and Angul. And I already mentioned the primary verticals being educational, skill, health, and water sanitation. The focus on this 360 comprehensive approach is because we firmly believe there is an interconnectedness in all these factors. You know, you cannot talk about good health without maintaining good hygiene. You cannot contribute and to the workplace, or for that matter, go to school if you don't have good health. So because of that, we work on a more holistic approach in the communities that we work in. And the idea is that these are all communities that we have had a long-term relationship with through IMFA over decades. And that was the whole reason for selecting these and working in these areas of transformation.
Indeed, of course. But, you know, if I may take you back a little bit, you know, if I may change tack a bit, BIPF also prides itself in enabling intergenerational change. And we know that intergenerational change, the impact of which is always the most lasting, because it comes through, it's a slow moving variable. And the manner in which BIPF is working seems to have some lasting impact, because you are enabling intergenerational mobility, both in terms of social mobility as well as income mobility, and of course, more importantly, empowerment. So can you give me some examples of how the foundation has been an enabler in this kind, in trying to, you know, enable this kind of intergenerational transformation and change,
right,
through initiatives, particularly the Unnati and the Kanya Express? Shaifalika?
Absolutely. So, you know, you said it right that there is perhaps a reason to our success in the area. And that reason is that, you know, we don't work like other organizations on a top-down approach. We look at fostering a sense of ownership amongst our beneficiaries and involving them at every stage of the initiative and making them active stakeholders right from the design stage to the implementation stage. The second thing, of course, is that, you know, BIPF has an advantage of being known to the community. So, you know, the trust that we share with our community is something that we leverage a lot while we're trying to work. Now, when we talk about intergenerational change, which is something that I've been, you know, very focused on, and when we even designed the project Unnati. So Project Unnati, and we know there's a lot of success in SAG programs pan India. So what is it that makes us a little different when we approach an SAG project? So essentially, it is an integrated capacity building initiative is the way we look at it. And we work both in terms of financial and social integration. We also look at making sure that with every awareness and education session on financial literacy or livelihood skills, we work on life skills with these people. The reason being, let's say they do get to that stage very soon based on our schedule to have, you know, set themselves up with the banks, have their bank linkages, have their livelihood skill in place, start their little nano enterprises. But once they earn the money, how exactly should they be spending it so that it's going to bring about a change in the lives of their families and the lives of their children? That is the most important part in this segment. And the successful impact we've had so far is not just the fact that they have increased their income by about 33%. It's also because we have seen a 40% improvement in health parameters for these women. And that goes about in improving the health parameter for their children. When they invest their money, they invest it in the education of their children. And that is what brings about intergenerational change when it comes to Unnati. If I elaborate on our Kanya Express. Now, Kanya Express essentially is a program of a customized mobile health vehicle, which reaches out to the very remote villages to conduct regular hemoglobin checks, create awareness on nutrition supplements. tell them about their reproductive and personal rights, and make them, responsible health-seeking citizens. Now, when we work on adolescent health, we clearly know that adolescent health is going to improve the health of the girl child. It's going to improve the health of the fetus she carries and the baby she has. And that, again, focuses on intergenerational change. The outcome that we've had thus far is we have seen a 50% reduction in the anemia cases amongst the girls we work with. And we've also seen an improvement in their BMI by 60%. So that, to me, is what motivates us and drives us to continue to serve these people.
Absolutely. Indeed. Shafalika, one of the key pieces in empowerment, particularly of rural women, will always remain financial literacy, because, and that's a challenge, has been a challenge, but there are some remarkable success stories from across the country that we keep on spotting now and then. In the case of BIPS, for instance, what are the key achievements and challenges in improving financial literacy and livelihoods among rural women that you have encountered? How are these initiatives driving long-term empowerment? Can you give me some use cases and case studies, Shafalika?
Right. So, the challenges pan-India are the same, Gaurav. It's about the societal norms, the cultural social barriers, the low awareness about how to improve their financial situation, the lack of trust in the benefits of having financial literacy. And of course, let's not forget the self-belief. For generations, women have been sort of not been given equal status. They have not been empowered. We are a patriarchal, male-dominated society, and that also comes in the way. So when you go out to improving, the parameters and empowering these women, especially in the rural areas, we have to start with the very basics. And the experience we have had in the process of, uplifting, say today we've worked with more than 3,600 women in Unnati, we've worked with more than 1,500 women in our community learning centers on financial literacy. What is very important is first to get the family and the community buy-in to allow these women to freely come and be able to embrace the learnings that are being, taken care of, the learnings that are being taught to them over a period of time. Once they reach that stage, once they realize that, it's about the education, it's about having the knowledge to be able to, enhance their futures, and it's within their own hands. It's about women-led development, right? So once they come to that position of confidence, they are able to embrace, the livelihood skills, they are able to then go for the market linkages. And that, once they start earning, gives them a voice in their families, in their communities. And that is when they are truly empowered. It is a long-term process. It is a long hand-holding process. They need a lot of mentoring, which is something which has been hugely talked about. It's not just about teaching them something. The hand-holding process is equally important. But once you see them through the initial phase, you can be satisfied that you have truly brought about that change, and it is going to be a lasting change with ripple effect.
Tell me something about the Shambhavi Purashkar, which was, I think, initiated about 10 years ago in 2014.
That's right.
In recognition of social change makers. How do you go about selecting the winners? What are the key markers? And can you throw some light on the past winners and how you actually go about selecting them year after year, and the kind of work, how do you end up measuring their work in terms of outcomes and the impact that they have created?
So Shambhavi Puraskar came into being in 2014 when, we came up with the thought that it's not just, say, the organizations and the institutions that bring about change. It is the requirement of a complete ecosystem. It is the play of all stakeholders that contribute to the development process. And there are so many of our unsung heroes on the ground, so many people whose work just goes unrecognized. So we decided that we should recognize these very important players at the grassroots level, these unsung heroes, And we must also use that as a process of motivation to make sure that there are more agents of change. And with that in mind, when we set about the Shambhavi Puraskar, we have, you know, worked on using criteria like impact, community participation, innovation, scalability. These are the criteria on which we judge them. And we've had some very remarkable winners over the years. Our very first winner was somebody called Krishna Sabar. And he was from Raigada district and was working on upholding the cultural identity of the Sora script for the tribe that he belongs to. We've also had the privilege of recognizing Sabarmati ji, who has done relentless work on regeneration of wasteland and organic farming. And we recognized her in 2016. And thereafter, we were extremely proud of our choice, more so because she went on to win a Padma Shri for her work. There have been some other very innovative recipients who have worked, for example, on forest conservation in the district of Deoghar, that is Hiradhar Sahu. And recently, last year, we gave the award to Sri Ranjit Maji, whose journey started with a need for, you know, individual residential certificates for people in his community. And this stirred a mass crusade to educate the forest dwellers about their rights and responsibilities towards this. And through his meticulous work, he has, you know, redefined the norms and helped thousands of tribal communities residing in the Sundargarh district to understand the importance of their landholding rights and have claimed their landholding rights with dignity for their livelihood purposes. So it's been a privilege for us to recognize these people, and we're so glad to see that, you know, this also inspires many others, and that is the initiative behind our Shambhavi Puraskar.
Yes. Finally, Shaif Alika, what are the foundation's strategic priorities in the medium term and the long term, if I may say so, for, say over the next 5 to 10 years? Do you intend to expand beyond the current districts that you are currently operating, and also introduce new other initiatives like the Unnati and the Kanya Express?
So recently, we have just a few months ago expanded our project base to Paradeep, which is the Jagat Singhpur district. And within our districts of Jajpur, we have expanded to the Kalinganagar area, where we are now going to work in 50 new villages. We are going to add 50 more villages to our segment of work. And in these areas, we are, of course, going to introduce our flagship initiatives from Unnati and Kanya Express. But in terms of new initiatives, we've recently launched the eShiksha Express, which is a mobile computer literacy van, which imparts, of course, a computer and literacy on fundamentals of, the programs, hardware, how to use Word, Excel, PowerPoints, everything for these people to be able to, then embrace the digital world so that they can benefit from it. In terms of strategic priority, BIPF is now in partnership with some corporates who have invested in our successful initiatives for their CSR requirements. We will obviously look to expand on our partnerships with the government to augment their work in uplifting people. And also, we're going to be looking at impact investment to create a larger canvas in serving the people of Odisha.
Great to hear the initiatives that you have planned out for the next 5 to 10 years. Thank you, Shaif Alika, for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us and sharing a deep insight perspective on a variety of issues, including financial literacy, empowerment of rural women, and the work that you have been doing and intend to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gaurav. It's been a pleasure talking to you.